We don't even know what we're saying. And every time you read something in prayer or you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally responds to every single one of us. How does He personally respond? He answers us personally. Even when we're reading Al-Fatiha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Al-Qudsi, قَسَمْتَ صَلَاتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ. I have divided the prayer into two parts. In other words, he divided Al-Fatiha into two parts. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلَ. And for my servant, whatever he asks. إِذَا قَالَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ قُلْتَ حَمَدِنِي عَبْدِي. When my servant says, Alhamdulillah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? My servant has praised me. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally responds and says, look, my servant has praised me. And then when we say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Majadini Abdi, my servant has glorified me. Personally, he says it to every single time. Every single time we read an ayah, that's why it's sunnah to read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen and stop. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then stop. Maliki Yawmiddin, and stop. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how you can concentrate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is personally responding to every one of our calls. Subhanallah. The problem is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is personally responding to every single ayat, every single dua that we are saying, and we don't even know what we're saying. And we're not even thinking about those things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is personally responding to us. Do you think that's good manners? Is that proper manners? That we're thinking about children and our bank accounts and our school and homework and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're speaking to Allah. I mean, if you're in front of a judge or in front of your boss or in front of your parents or in front of anybody, if you're speaking to them, it's very bad to be, you know, they're talking to you and you're like, you're thinking about other things. But we do it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day. You know, every single day we do that. So we really have to know the position of prayer and know the position of the dua that we make. And so we should say, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika. Oh Allah, I seek consultation with your knowledge. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ وَلَا أَعْلَمْ. Because you know and I don't know. Right? Allah, I seek your consultation. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. And I seek the ability in your ability. I mean, I seek your ability. I seek help from you that you will give me the ability to go forth with what pleases you. And وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And I ask from your great bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. And if we can ask, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives every single one of us what we want, then it will not decrease anything of His mulk, of His dominion at all, whatsoever. So ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, servants of Allah, if we ask each other, like you say, you ask your neighbors or your friends, you're always asking them for something, or always, you know, like bothering them with other things, asking them all the time. What happens when you do it so much and so often? They become mad at you, right? They get mad at you. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the opposite. If you don't ask Allah, if you're not persistent and consistent in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be mad at you. Because a servant of Allah is one who is who lowers himself and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their needs. And then you say, وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ عَظِيمٍ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. Because you're able to and I'm not able to. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ. And you know and I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not all-knowing. And He knows what's best for us. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And He knows the unseen. And of course the unseen, the future is also considered the unseen. And He knows what's good for us and what's not good for us. Sometimes, you know, we might be a person like a youth might want to get married to this particular person, and it might not be for the right reasons. You know, it might not be for the right reasons. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that away from that person. After praying the istikhara, he's not able to. Maybe his parents don't agree. And you might feel remorseful or sad because of that. But if you pray the istikhara, in the end, inshallah, you'll find somebody better than that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away from you. If we pray the istikhara. And this is the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a promise mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, imagine to never be regretful in all your decisions. You know, all your decisions. What? I mean, who has this amongst all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us Muslims, we have it. Any business decision that you make, imagine you'll never be regretful after that. If you do it correctly. You know, in marriage or in anything that you buy. And in all your affairs, most people, when they think istikhara, it's something big. You know, istikhara, yeah, you should make istikhara even in the little things. As long as there's a decision to make, sometimes, you know, it might be just buying a used car. You know, if you didn't pray istikhara, right? If you didn't pray istikhara, that car might, you know, the carburetor might blow up on you, or the transmission might go bad, might be already bad. You don't know that. So if you were actually to pray istikhara, if that was going to happen, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will probably make something happen that will take you away from that. Maybe you'll find another car. Maybe a brother will come. Maybe somebody will, you know, will show you or tell you that this particular car has this problem and so forth. And all of these things, they might happen. But it's always going to be good for you. And then after that, you say, Allahumma in kunta ta'lam anna hadha al-amr. Oh Allah, if you know that this particular affair, then you mention this affair, whether it's marriage or whether it's business related and so forth. خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِ مَعَاشِ وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَقْدُرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي. If this is good for us, is good for me in this life and in the hereafter, in my livelihood and in the hereafter, then make it happen for me. Not only do we ask for Allah subhanahu to make it happen for us, but we also say that, and then give me wabarakli fihi, and give me barakah in it. Bless it for me. Bless this particular affair, this particular thing for me. You know, when you have blessings in the things that you have, it might not be a lot, but if there's blessing, if there's barakah in it, it will not cause problems for you, and it will help you, and you will be happy with it. If your wealth is blessed, you will spend, you might have just maybe $2,000 or $3,000. But that those $2,000 or $3,000 that you have is enough for you and more. Is enough for you and more. And another person might be making $7,000 a month. But if there's no blessing in it, he will be spending it on a plasma TV, which will incur more sins. And will go on vacations to Las Vegas and so forth. And if, you know, he might get into accidents, his children might get sick, and these things might happen. He might get robbed, and because there's no blessing in it. The important thing is not how much money you have, but how much blessing you have in your wealth. This is what's important. That's why you should avoid the haram as much as possible. Because the haram, there's no blessing in it, whatever. It will just destroy your wealth that you have, because there's no blessing in it. So, and also, you know, if you're going to get married, if Allah SWT blesses that marriage, you know, even if your wife might not be the most beautiful person in the world, but to you, she is the most beautiful person in the world. Because of her manners, because of her akhlaq, because of her deen. You know, even if, you know, if you had like the most beautiful person, wife, but if she doesn't have deen, if there's no barakah, and she's like, she's very beautiful, you won't see that beauty. You might be in Hawaii, under the shade of the palm trees, drinking your lemonade, looking at the waves in the ocean with the cool breeze hitting you. But if there's shaitan next to you, you're not going to be happy. If there's a woman, if your wife is always complaining, it doesn't matter what you have and what the environment is, you're not going to be happy. You notice like the movie stars and so forth, when they get married, subhanAllah, they get married for 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is. After that, they get divorced, right? They're always having problems between them. Of course, there's no barakah in these things whatsoever. The barakah is in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also, there's a misconception. Most people think, the righteous sisters are the ones that are not pretty. This is a misconception. In fact, this is not true at all. In fact, probably most of the righteous sisters are the ones that are also, they have both. They have the beauty also. So you get the both worlds, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make dua, inshallah, brothers, make dua for the best always. Inshallah, bi'idhnillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, make it good for me in this life and in the hereafter. You know, we'll help you in the hereafter also. And then you say, فَقْدُرْهُ لِي وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي. If you know that this particular affair is going to be bad for me in my deen and in my livelihood, and in the final affair, and in the end, it will be bad for me, then what do you say? فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Take it away from me, okay, take it away from me, and keep me away from it. Take it away from me and keep me away from it. So, and then after that, what do you say? Because sometimes the decision that Allah makes for us, sometimes we're not pleased with it, right? We know that that's the best decision, but she's beautiful. Or, you know, she has money, but, you know, anything like that, right? But there's no deen involved or something like that. Or, you know, this business, oh, I want to go into business, but you don't really know the end of it. Or that car looks nice, but, you know, but it's not going to get you anything, and so forth. So then you say, ثُمَّ رَضِّنِي بِهِ. And then make me pleased with the decision you have chosen for me. Make me pleased with the decision you have chosen for me. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that also. So from this particular, from these hadith, actually this hadith, there are many rulings that have been extracted by the scholars concerning this particular hadith about istikhara. Now istikhara, what do you do after you pray istikhara then? If you were not waiting for dreams, if we're not waiting for dreams, if we're not, you know, picking lots or picking flowers or anything like that, right? What do we do? Do we just like do whatever we feel, you know, do whatever we think, or just follow our desires and just do whatever we think is best? The thing is, when you read that dua carefully, you'll realize that what we're looking for is the thing that's best for us in this life and hereafter. And of course, this is with consultation also. So whatever you feel is best for you in this life and the hereafter, then go for it. In fact, some of the scholars have said, you don't even have to repeat it. Just pray one time and just make your decision. Just pray one time and just make your decision. Don't wait. Of course, after istishara, after consulting with the people, and then if you know that this pretty much is the right decision, then just go straight and go forward with it. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to repeat it over and over and over and over again. Why? Because Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and taught us in this dua, what do we say in it? If you listen carefully, Allahumma in kunta ta'lam anna hadha al-amra sharran li, if this is bad for me, then take it away from me. And take me away from it. Meaning, even if, let's say we made a decision, this business decision, happens to be, I mean, in the end, it's not going to be good for us. It's not going to be good for us. But we made it anyways. We're going to go forward with this business. Inshallah, I'm just end with the final note, and then we can continue with the prayer. Inshallah, we'll go forward with the prayer. Inshallah. So when you make your decision, just go forward with it. Inshallah. And if it's bad, then inshallah, Allah Subhanahu will make something happen that would take it away from you. Just like, for example, like you have a contract, then the other person might breach the contract. If it's going to be in the end, it's going to be bad for you, or something else will happen that will take it away from you. So just pray istikhara and just go forward with it. But you pray istikhara, make sure you pray istikhara. And sometimes you might not have time to pray istikhara. Let's say you're going to buy something right now, and there's just like no place really to pray istikhara in the mall. And you're looking for like maybe a cell phone plan. Should I go with Sprint? Should I go with T-Mobile? Or is it like Singular? Which one is better? You know, am I going to take this or that? You know, this is like very important. You're going to be stuck with it for the next 2 years or 1 year, right? So you pray istikhara. If you can't pray istikhara, just make the dua without the prayer, because this istikhara itself is the dua. So if you're like in that situation and you don't have really much time, and there's no time to pray or things like that, you can just make the dua. Because it's asking Allah, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the best also. Of course, you should pray istikhara. If possible, then pray the two rak'ahs if you can. But if you can't, just stop for a moment. You know, many of us, we buy things, subhanAllah, not because we need it, we just because we want it. But you don't really need it. And a lot of people in this country, subhanAllah, ending with this note, they buy things that they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't like. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.